PXY Mornings, it's Moose, it's Breezy, 77 for the high today. Happy Halloween, you guys. Denise sent us a message. Hey, can you guys read this? I want to know if this is my responsibility to have to pay. So she writes in, I'm reading this message and I'm like, oh, well, I know what direction I'm taking.
No, fully, okay.
Hi guys, thanks for reading this. I borrowed a friend's car over the weekend while mine was in the shop. It's not a nice car.
Oh my God, gee. It's not her dragging her.
It's somewhat of an old beater, but I really needed to borrow it. Well, I got a flat and discovered there was no spare. Who does not keep a spare tire? And when I couldn't reach my friend, I had to call a tow truck and a new tire put on. I had to get a new tire put on because they said the tire was so bad it could not be repaired. I love when women just drive and drive and drive until the tires are so bald. Like, do I need
falling off the car?
Do I need a replacement?
Remember when I was driving, and for like 3 months it was like, hey, put air in your tire. And then it exploded on the thruway. Yeah,
I do remember that. You were in Syracuse.
Yes.
When I finally got a hold of my friend, she didn't seem surprised at all or even sympathetic and made no mention of sharing the cost of the tow truck or the new tire. I'm broke and she knows it. Oh. I was expecting to pay for the tow, but should I have to buy her a new tire? She says yes. She never mentioned the car had bad tires. I just want to hear other people's opinions on who should pay what. Because I should not be held responsible for having to pay for the tow truck or the tire. Thanks. Okay, Denise, you borrowed it, you broke it, you pay for it.
Damn.
That includes both the tire and the tow truck. That's
no,
my opinion.
No, I don't agree. She has to pay for the tow 100% because her friend...
What?
She has to pay for the tow 100%.
Yeah, she has to pay for the tow.
But the tire, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
How do you figure?
Because the tire would have blown either with her or the next day after.
Breeze,
so
when you borrow someone's vehicle, you bring it back with the gas tank filled, okay? And you bring it back
with brand new tires? No!
She broke it. She broke it, okay?
Moose is like, when you borrow someone's car, here's what you're going to do. You're going to fill up the gas tank. You're going to get a full detail. You're going to get a car wash and a whole new set of tires and maybe even a backup set, too.
Yeah.
You want to borrow my car? I'll throw you the keys right now. No, genuinely.
You bring it back in better shape that they gave it to you in, okay? That's just the rule of thumb. 585-252-9800. Should Denise pay for both or split the cost with whoever gave her this piece of crap?
Also, not for nothing, but like, I know this is a controversial topic, so I'll steer as clear as I can, but like, snow tires are supposed to be put on your car around this time. So what? She's going to buy one brand new tire?
You don't need snow tires. You
don't need snow tires.
You need snow tires because you're a terrible driver. But people like
that is simply not. Well, I am a terrible driver, but that's not true.
Most of us have seasonal tires. Mine are seasonal. I don't need.
I don't know what seasonal means.
All year round, baby. All year round. You got to switch.
Don't say seasonal. Say all season. No, I'm pissed.
All season tires. Sure. Tina says this woman should pay half. The friend went out of her way to help her, so she should do right by her. At least pay for the tow truck and let the friend buy a new tire because she needed one to begin with.
Period.
Nope. Responsibility of the driver. This Denise girl screwed up, so you pay for it. Who else is here? I kind of agree with Breezy. This car was a piece of crap, so why should you be responsible for covering both the tire and the tow truck?
That's like, okay. Okay. Picture this. There's different scenarios for different instances, right? So if you're flying down 490, going 80 in a work zone, and you get a ticket in her car, which they're doing nowadays, so be careful. You have to pay that, obviously. It was your choice to go speed. You didn't choose to get in the car. Your lack of knowledge of the status of the car, the status of the tires, it's not your car.
No, she said
it's
herself.
She
said it herself.
Car.
She goes, I know it was a beater, okay? She decided to drive it. It's her responsibility as soon as she gets behind that wheel.
Period.
Who's this person? What is Breezy talking about? If someone borrowed her car and got a flat tire, there's no way in hell Breezy would let that slide. She's full of it.
I genuinely, who is that? Give me their number right now, because you know what? They're probably right, but at the same time, don't call me out like that.
She's and not also, wrong.
Also, not for nothing, but I'm so mad right now. No, I'm so mad. Because, listen, I understand. I get it, right? But when it comes to cars, I don't understand what's going on. And I feel like everyone's trying to screw me. Regardless.
Well, yeah,
so then, oh, what? I blow a tire and then I go to some tire shop and they're like, so it's going to be like $6,000 so for one tire?
Breezy is the type of person who will absolutely 100% pay for premium air. $100 a tire. She'll put premium air in it as opposed to regular air. That's Breezy.
Period. Wow. I'm easy. I need to meditate. No, I need to take a lap. This person says, split the cost of the tire. If this was the case, all of my friends would be driving my car because I would want them to pay for everything.
I think
it's so stupid.
I think it's generous of Denise to even offer to pay for the tow truck. Her friend who loaned her the car should pay for that too.
I think she should pay for the tow truck. She found herself in that situation. But the tire, it's not. Here's my thing.
She gave her a busted tire.
No, I like to buy things that I can utilize. I'm not buying something that is you're just going to ride off into the sunset with. And also, not for nothing.
Wait a second.
No.
Wait a second.
No.
This is a perfect example, but I'll let you finish.
No, because you know what? Oh, cool. I'm going to buy you one brand new tire and then the rest of your tires are falling off. It's not going to matter in 3 months when your other tire blows.
It's the principle though, Breezy.
No, it's not.
Do you remember when you went to that party in college and you threw up all over your friend's beanbag? That brand new $300 beanbag chair?
It was a love sack and it was like $3,000, but yeah.
Okay, what happened with that love sack? What did they tell you to do?
I had to pay for it.
You had to pay for it. Why?
Because I puked on it.
Because you puked on it.
But listen to me. That was my choice to drink too much. That was my choice. It wasn't my choice to deflate air in the tire like the Patriots deflate their football. Wasn't my choice.
I wish there was just one show we can do without you getting on here and just gaslighting everybody.
No, no, that's not going to happen.
98PXY, the number one hit music station.
Your chance at winning $5,000 every day.
Every day.
7 days a week.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Welcome back to the show. Happy Halloween. We got to break down our favorite past Halloween costumes because there are so many of them.
There's so many.
At least for me in the last 40 years. I'm fine, really.
My God. Get a grip, bro. I think that was like such a wide-eyed awakening this morning when I said, Moose, do you have any past Halloween costumes you would like me to post in the Halloween montage shout out that I'm doing on Instagram? He's like, no, like I don't really. Well, there might be one. He sends me 7 costumes. He's like, I couldn't possibly. Sends airdrops to me like 9 photos. I'm like, really? Right, of course.
Yeah, here they are.
So with that being said, I was thinking, why don't we go through some of our past Halloween costumes and rank our faves? Because I have mine for sure. And I know you pass up no opportunity to dress up whatsoever.
That's right.
So we'll do that. And then we'll go through like some of the most popular Halloween costumes over this past decade.
We know what the number one costume was last year. It was Barbie. What is it this year for 2024?
This year, I'm not really. Hannah, please look that up. I'm not really too sure. Right. What people are going to be or what was the most popular. But I think what I love about Halloween, what I did love about Halloween so much was I loved being super niche. I didn't like doing things that everybody else was going to be. Like I liked having people.
Oh, Beetlejuice. Yes,
yeah, that tracks.
Of course. You got to think of what's the hottest movie coming out. And yes, it's the remake of Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice. So if you go to our Instagram at 98PXY Rochester, we posted some of our past Halloween costumes up there for you. This year, my girlfriend and I were chimp crazy. So if you haven't seen that docuseries on HBO Max, it's basically Tiger King, but with chimps. This girl named Tanya is absolutely crazy. She's literally like,
she's in love with an ape.
Insane. And she's in love with a chimp. So I was Tanya and my girlfriend was a literal chimp, full-fledged costume. And then Moose is riding a Harley Davidson in a Robin costume. Did you get this professionally done?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It took a lot of shots.
Okay. Love that.
Yeah.
This one gets the crowd going hard. Picture it. It's 2005.
How old were you?
I'm in fifth grade.
You're 9 years old.
Uh-huh. And I looked at my parents and I was like, I want to be goth for Halloween.
They're you like, want to be goth?
They're like, you want to be goth? I'm like, yeah, I just want to be like goth. Like, that's going to be my costume. They're like, okay, you're deeply disturbed. So if you go to our Instagram at 98pxbyRochester, give us a follow, I'll follow you back.
Now I have
I have a full yellow mohawk with a clothespin through my nose.
That's my favorite photo of you. A young breezy.
The eyeliner.
Now, if you scroll all the way down to those photos, you're going to see the last picture. Now, I just want to clear this up. Most people think in that photo that I dressed up as a pimp. That is not the case. That is Leon. And Leon is a vacuum cleaner salesman. And he goes door to door to sell vacuums. Yes, he has a goatee and wears a fur coat with a lot of gold chains. But he is not a pimp. Nothing he does is illegal. Probably one of my all-time favorite Halloween costumes.
Is Leon someone you made up?
Yeah.
That is just a character you made up in your own head.
That is a popular Halloween costume because the year later, everybody was going as vacuum cleaner salesman.
Who? What year was
people
this?
In Lake California in 2000.
I don't believe anything that's coming out of your mouth right now.
2012. You weren't there. You had to be there, though.
Hannah has to do research. Google was 2012 the year for vacuum salesman Halloween.
No. Click on Leon Halloween costumes 2012.
I just don't understand. I talked about this, what was it, yesterday, 2 days ago? I was in college. I went behind the back of a dumpster at the movie theater at the cinema
in
Oswego.
Yes.
I got the leftover popcorn. They gave it to me. And then I just individually hot glued pieces of popcorn to my wife beater, and we actually got after it. What is this, an anteater?
No, that's Elf. Does any of you guys, 585-252-9800, remember the TV show Elf from the 90s?
No.
One of my favorite shows of all time. Yeah, we've talked about Elf on this show. So basically, Elf was like his UFO crashed on Earth in a suburban garage. Okay, his spaceship is beyond repair. He's ugly, he's short, he's got a really bad attitude. He loves eating cats. Okay, and
you're so weird.
A family just kind of takes him into their home. And it was a sitcom in the 90s, and it was huge. Yeah, that was one of my favorite shows.
Wow, very neat.
It was on NBC for a long time.
Thank you for tapping into that. When I was in college, all the girlies would dress up as iPods. So we would get duct tape dresses on, which to my surprise, you were supposed to put a cloth dress underneath the duct tape. I just duct taped it to my skin.
Oh.
So that was tough.
Oh, did you really? Why?
I was probably already drunk when I was putting it on. But anyways, iPod, duct tape dresses, all of the things. I absolutely love it. 2010, the most popular costume was Lady Gaga.
Yes, Lady Gaga.
2011, the most popular costume was Snooki in The Situation. Which, I mean, we love the Jersey Shore. Do we not?
We love Jersey Shore. Jeanette wants to know if she can get in on this. She goes, hey guys, good morning. Funniest one in recent memory, someone dressed as a CVS receipt.
Mm-hmm.
They had like 2 feet of paper with all the coupons and rewards and everything printed on it. That is a tedious costume to make.
I think one of my favorite things about Halloween is like you take a really, really pretty girl. Like she knows she's drop dead gorgeous and she could rock any sexy Halloween costume. But she decides to go as like the grandma from Shrek 2.
Yeah.
It's like go off. You know what I mean? Like go all the way off.
So good. I love the creative ones, though.
Mm-hmm.
I was a tornado once. I had chickens, cows, barns, trees all attached to my black dress. And when people asked what I was, I just started spinning.
Oh, hey,
that's creative.
Yeah.
I like that.
Right. Coolio.
You remember Heidi Klum wore that costume? She was just a giant worm?
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. Was that for Halloween or was that just the red carpet?
Yeah, I think it was like a Halloween red carpet event she went to.
Really?
It was phenomenal.
So good. So good.
Hannah, favorite Halloween costume of all time?
That I've done or in general?
That you've done. Come on over. Hold on, guys. She has to walk over the mic.
I have to speak on this for a moment. In middle school, I was a candy wrapper.
Yeah.
So I had like a backwards hat and a gold chain, and then I just taped candy wrappers to my sweatshirt.
Was it like a slutty costume?
No, it was a cool costume. Yeah, I was 12.
I misread that.
So it was candy wrapper.
Wow, Hannah, that's super original. I love that.
It's like an old butterscotch candy.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, for everyone dressing up tonight, you will not need to, like we've been saying, you will not need to wear a jacket. It's going to be a high of 78.
Yeah, almost 80 degrees. We're setting records here tonight. And also, by the way, guys, I know some of you are going to go trick-or-treating tonight. Whatever you choose to do, just be safe. Pay attention to your surroundings. You know, brass knuckles, stun guns, tasers, the ball and chain with the spikes.
Pepper spray if you guys need any. A lot of pepper spray. It's like
putting the fear in people in their neighborhoods. We're just, you know, we're looking after you. That's all. Happy Halloween, you guys. PXY Mornings.
Devin's every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3 right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.